Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron. We're here on another day of the week, which is Wednesday. And Wednesday's date is the 27th. Boy, time's running out. So are the dates here. So we're in 2012, over halfway through the year. And we'll see if Carrie's out there. So tonight's our self-empowerment night. So, Carrie, are you out there?
I am, yes. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everybody. We're on station one tonight, and let's see, I'm just looking at what's in the fast chat already, Ron, and we have a few comments that sound kind of down the theme of self-empowerment. So, but before I get jumping into that, I know there were some questions left over from a show we had on Monday evening. If those of you, I think it was Heal that I didn't get to. We got some questions in. So if you're listening tonight, Heal, type those in and I'll, well, let me know you're here. No, type them in because I don't have the record of them. And Ron, do we want callers tonight? Shall we have callers? Not hearing you, Ron.
Yep, callers are great.
Oh, okay, great. So the numbers tonight are listed under the Station 1 play button, 888-627-6008. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, that's the toll-free number. Otherwise, try area code 530-413-5011, 530-413-5011. So, let's see, Vallejo is saying, I have incredible clarity of thought from the nano clearing. Thank you so much, Ron. So that is nice to read that. That's the one that went up just 2-3 weeks ago that many of us are working our way through gently. And then Jess was saying timeline crashing is helping a lot with a lot of different issues for me. So sounds to me like people are using these clearings well, Ron, to get themselves more self-empowered, since that's our theme tonight. I wanted to read those two out. So let's have a look. The only question I see right here is from Robin, and Robin's asking, when is the next intensive, your series of Sunday intensives?
That'll be coming up next month, and let me just click on the date here. Send out emails probably shortly here. It'll be on the 15th, 22nd, 29th of July, starting the 14th with the Saturday call.
Okay. All righty. Janice is mentioning that she's been running the Earth Protection Timeline Crash and the Gray Skies Clearing, both of which are, if any of you are unfamiliar with those, they're on Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com, LightShip, creationlightship.com. They're under the sample healings, and they are free ones. So, yes, we have a caller. Who's on the line?
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Oh, yes, I had a comment and also a request for healing from Ron. And,
okay.
My comment was that sometimes I would say that reincarnation or reassignment would be the question, or would be reincarnated back and forth, or are we being reassigned by the aliens? And I think that would determine whether we're in control or they're controlling us as to whether we're being reassigned or reincarnation would determine that we're going back and forth to clear our problems out so that we can be more in the light. And whereas reassignment would be that they're in control, and they're deciding for us what we're supposed to do. So I guess that should be rhetorical. Anyway, my problem that I've been having, Ron, is on the timeline. It's that when I try to have a thought and do my business, that a timeline will steal my thought. And then I'll try to take it back again. And then a crystal skull timeline will come in and try to steal my thought when I'm getting it back again. And they're finding to take my thought away that I'm using to conduct my business with. And so I have to struggle to get it back again. And I'm wondering if I could get some understanding, maybe some healing about that.
Okay, here we go. So let's release, I guess, some of the timelines for reincarnation. So if you look at it, the reincarnation is actually another abduction.
Uh-huh.
Because they're actually abducting you.
I see.
You're putting you into another timeline to live here. Another way of looking
uh-huh.
at it. So here we go. Let's take away some of that energy. Got my pencil and paper ready. So one, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, oh boy, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, just see how that's feeling there.
Oh, yeah, I'm starting to relax about that from my shoulders. My shoulders starting to relax. Yeah, it's something to feeling good about that.
Yeah. Boy. That is something.
Okay, great. I'll get you off the air, Ron, whatever comes up on that. So thank you very much.
Okie dokie. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
All right. Thank you for calling, Larry. So I'll just finish what Janice was mentioning. She was doing the gray skies and the Earth Protect timeline crash, and she says she had mentioned that there were a lot of cube-shaped clouds in the sky that she was seeing. So I don't know if you wanted to comment about that at all, Ron, because that's kind of unusual, cube-shaped clouds.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff happening now. The timelines are kind of getting, they're getting messed up, actually. So they're falling apart. We talk about this a lot, but it's quite interesting to see what's actually going on, because the timelines could make you lose track of time as you get bounced off of one. So that's what I sort of see is happening for some people. I hear that from other people talking and stuff, and just experiences that people have, that they're losing track of time, missing time, and stuff like that. So that's about all I can say with the time stuff, because it does go, it could be kind of a problem, because all of a sudden people may want to call you or talk to you, and they forget about you. So there's a lot of of things happening now with the timeline. So just know that the timelines are causing problems, and the clouds could be what you're seeing as a problem too. And it could be goofy clouds coming, happening. So yeah, very interesting. So back to you, Carrie.
All righty. Q is asking about cords and dark side practitioners, and I've just lost the question. Just a sec. There we go. What happens when a dark side practitioner clears away cords?
Well, you don't know who they're working with, okay? So that, I guess that's the main thing. What and who are they doing? So you need to realize that, what are they connecting you to? That's probably what I would say. So could be very, may not be good.
So you're saying that if they're claiming to be clearing away a cord, that they might actually be affixing you to something?
Very possibly, yeah. It could be very dangerous.
All righty.
Or it could be worse than what you've had before. You don't know what's happening as they're working with you on things. So it could be not a good situation.
Right. All right. Thomas has a question. It was kind of in two parts, separated by some other people's questions. And the first half is, it's funny how it's worded without the other half, but he typed, what clearing gets rid of relatives?
Relatives?
Yes.
Relative. Oh,
and
boy.
The second part is always getting in our business. So I guess nosy relatives always want to tell you what to do. And but I like that one.
I'm sure someone in the fast shot has already experienced that. Maybe we'll see if they pop in there.
Yeah,
you could always divorce them, you know.
You could give that a whirl.
Yeah,
but they're probably in your soul family.
Yeah, the soul family one would be a good one.
Yeah.
We'll see what else we get there. I'm sure that somebody has experienced that situation.
Yep. I just had this image when I was reading that of like this big heap of relatives that we've all gotten rid of. You know, like, how do you get rid of your relatives, and then where do they go? Oh, will you look at this? I think the Jehovah's Witnesses are about to knock at my front door. Okay, well, I'll ignore that. Next question is from Micah, and it's, which clearing is most important, the nano clearing or the slime body to do first? Which of those two?
Probably wouldn't make any difference. Just, you know, do them both.
Okay.
I don't think that there's one, you know, to do ahead of the other one. The nano one could be ongoing. So
yeah,
all I do,
and it's takes a long time to do the nano one too.
Yep.
Okay. Jason is commenting that the timeline crashing that you were doing on the words time and timeline on Monday were very empowering for him. And let's see, the next question. Jason is remarking and then asking, he's saying, the queen uses an orb at coronation and turns the four corners and declares master. I have to click onto the next page here. I know there's another part. Where was the second part of this? I know he was asking for a clearing for the orb involved in the queen's coronation. I'm trying to find, I'm not seeing the second part of that, but I know there was one.
Boy, I probably won't touch that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that kind of stuff.
Okay. All right, so let me see. Jared is saying, yeah, I'm losing track of where I'm at all the time. From what you were saying, Ron, earlier about that the timelines are getting all messed up. I'm just finding time is going by at an incredible clip now. I mean, I can't believe it's the summer already. It seems like we just had Christmas the other week. So, all right, I'm scanning around for questions. Let me have a look here. It's mostly just comments and chat between people. Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm refreshing the fast chat. Ron, I don't have any new questions at the moment. So, do you have a clearing that you want to do while we wait for another question?
Yeah, let's do one. Let's bring in some peace energy. So, here it comes. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. That should make people feel a little better there. And we'll take away some traumas. So this is a trauma release. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do something for pain for people. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's see. What can we do next here? Anxiety. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And let's do a clearing for What do you think, Carrie? Any ideas?
I don't know. Do you want to bring in the Star of Bethlehem?
Sure, we could do that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And bringing it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
Thank you. All right. So we've got Harvey suggesting or saying, you know, for Thomas's question about getting rid of your relatives, yes, the soul family disconnect works wonders, says Harvey. And then O'Lair is asking if Thomas has done the 4-in-1 clearing yet. So, Ron, could you describe what the difference is between the online soul family disconnect clearing and then what you do for us in the 4-in-1 regarding our soul family?
Yeah, in the 4-in-1, you actually get taken out of it completely. And then you're not connected to any of the contracts. And the one that's on the website, that clearing is just strictly there to help you out to put a Band-Aid on different situations that you may be, you know, having. But the 4-in-1 actually takes you out of it, so you're no longer connected. And the one on the website is good because, you know, it can help you. And you can feel better afterwards by getting some of that energy off of you from your relatives and everybody else that you probably know and work with. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then the other clearing that might help someone in Thomas's shoes is the cording, the, you know, being corded to people, I would think, also. That's a little separate, a little different from your soul contracts, although I imagine those come with their own version of cords. How does that differ, Ron, or how similar are they?
Boy, I think they probably would be similar. We also have, you know, the cording clearing to get things off of you, too. So there's everything actually is energetic cords. Everything is energy, and the cords, you know, that we have attached to us is from a lot of people. So I think the bottom line is that everything would be probably cords being attached to us. Back
okay.
to you, Carrie.
All right. Jason is asking for a clearing for shoulder trauma that's recurring when sleeping. So I wonder if that's a dream.
Yeah, that's pretty strange.
Maybe it's a dream bleed-through situation. I'm not sure. Maybe
yeah.
You can type in a little bit more about what that is, Jason, or call in if you'd like. Shoulder trauma reoccurring when sleeping. So I don't know if you're having dreams with a shoulder trauma or you're waking up with a sore shoulder after you've been sleeping. I'm not sure. Ron, can you pick up what that might be?
No, I don't. Don't know. We'll have to see what he says.
All right. Okay, so Harvey is saying that the 4-in-1 is next on his list, and how does he schedule that with you, Ron?
Just send me an email, and then we'll do that. But you need to have your emotional and mental clearing done first. That's definitely needed, and possibly the sensory clearing. Back to
okay.
you, Carrie.
All right, so if anyone isn't familiar with that, the emotional and mental that Ron's talking about are the whole life clearings for those two invisible bodies, energetic bodies, and then the sensory clearing is one that's not currently on Ron's website. Those first two are. The sensory clearing is another one that you do with Ron on the phone, and do you want to just quickly describe that, Ron, what that is, the sensory clearing?
Yeah, it's much like a whole lifetime emotional clearing, but it would go toward all of your past
incarnation.
Life. From your different incarnations. So we just go back and back and stop until that particular year, we'll say, or century is completed there. So. And we probably go back to about 50,000 years. And that helps you to get rid of the stuff that you're hanging on to. It doesn't get rid of all of it, but it does help quite a bit. we'll take it with all of that stuff that you're dealing with. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so David is asking if we can go over how to run the nano clearing. So this is the one that came up a few weeks ago. Once you've bought that, it's $25 for a month or an additional $25 if you'd like it unlimited. It is laid out kind of similarly to the 2000-year darkness barcode, one of the free ones on Ron's website, except that the first two centuries from present time going back in time 200 years, those centuries are broken into decades. So there are 200 years of decades, and then all the rest going back 2,000 years is in centuries. The timer is set at 15 minutes per century. Ron has recommended that we do this whole clearing about a dozen times. So a lot of people are setting the timer a little bit higher than 15 minutes. I've been running it for 2 hours per window in the drop-down box. I think some people are doing it longer and some people are doing it less. It is a little rough for most people, so take it slow. Don't go bonkers with this. Just maybe do the first decade for 15 minutes and see how you feel. I've been running the light infusion portion or spirit infusion portion next to it, so I run them at the same time. And I know other people are doing that too, but you can alternate between the clearing portion and then the spirit infusion portion if you'd like. It's a clearing that Ron is recommending. We don't run with any others that involve anything with our body, so you could do, if you wanted to run another one at the same time for any reason, you could do the something like the Earth Protection Timeline Crash that doesn't run energy through your body, but anything that does, do not do it at the same time as the nano clearing. There's an auric protection link in there, too, that Ron is recommending we do when we've cleared. Do we do that when we've cleared every single section, Ron, or when are you suggesting we run the auric protection?
Whatever. It doesn't really matter.
Okay. Okay. And what else? Am I missing anything, Ron? Is there? I can't think if there's anything else to explain about that one.
No, just follow the instructions and hang on for the first 100 years. It might be rough.
Yeah, the first 50 were particularly rough for me. It sort of mellowed out a bit after that. But then I got a bit enthusiastic with the centuries and had to back that off a bit, too. So just kind of judge things by how your body's feeling. Some people have been dizzy. Some people have been throwing up. I got very tired when I was doing the first 50 or so years. So just, you know, pay attention. Oh, yes, and Ron was recommending that the first time you do it, to do it when you know you're going to not have a lot of commitments the following day. So you probably don't want to do it if you have to be at work for a full day the next day, just so that you can see how you react in the beginning. And I think that's everything we need to say about that. So it does take a while. I think there are 41 little drop-down counters going back in time. So you need to go through each one 12 times or change the clock, change the timer, the counter. Okay. So let's have a look. Okay, so Jason is giving us more information, Ron giving you more information about his shoulder situation. He says it's not in dreams, but it feels more like a time abduction stuff and clone pain.
Yeah, clone pain could be that. You may want to get into one of those calls that we have if you're not on it, on the cloning call, which is Thursdays. Tomorrow night, that's what you may want to do, because that's when we get rid of this stuff like that. Boy.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's about what I would probably suggest doing.
And you can send Ron an email and let him know that you'll be on there if you will, and that you'd like shoulder pain be something that he does decloning on. So, Jason, I don't know if you've been on any of these weekday conference calls yet, and I know we have a caller on the line. We'll be with you in just a sec, so hold on if you would. Go to the top of Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and near the top there it lists the conference calls and how to get on those. So just click on the link there and follow the steps. So I think we had a beep. Is somebody on the line?
Yeah, that's me, Jason.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Hello.
So you can tell your story in person.
Well, I might as well just clear it up. It's not that complicated.
Sure.
You answered a couple of it. I've already scheduled. I've already scheduled myself in for a conference call, but that, I got confused. I lost time. I thought today was tomorrow, and
okay.
Really strange. There's been a bit of a disassociation going on for me since Monday. It's been very odd. So anyway, with the shoulder, what it feels like to me, I'm in on the tomorrow night conference call. It feels like clone stuff. It feels like implant stuff. It feels like missing time abduction stuff, and they seem to do it while I'm sleeping somehow. So anyway, that's what it feels like, and it's been going on for over a year. I feel
wow.
like a one-stop shopping. I feel kind of like a tourist destination for all these energies and stuff. But it's been very nice to get rid of them, so thanks.
Boy, well, let's see if we can just help a little bit here. So here we go, everybody. So do you have any goofy things happening in your life?
Yeah.
Whatever that would be, let's see if we can take some of this stuff away here for the unwanted travelers connecting with us. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, how does that feel for you?
It feels better. There's stuff going on in my wrist. I don't know if that's from holding the phone, though.
Okay.
But, yeah, it feels better. Like, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's an ongoing process. It seems layers upon layers.
Right.
Know? And it's the reinitiation of the process has been very freeing in a lot of ways. It's just very disorienting at times. So I find these calls very helpful in the chat rooms of the community, so thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I have for now.
Okay.
Good night.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Jason, and good luck getting on the clone call tomorrow. All right. Okay, so Michaela was mentioning, Ron, that she's been running the free clearings for 300 minutes every day, and she's seeing good results for herself, and she's also running them on a friend and seeing results there. So that is nice to read. Those are ones that we can put other people's names in if we would like, especially if you're going to be spending time with somebody. It's nice to get some of this stuff cleared off before you go over to their house or meet them at a restaurant or whatever. I find so, anyway.
Just don't shake their hand when you go there, you know?
Yeah. Sit across on the table at the furthest away chair. And do the 2,000-year barcode. That's the one that I found is really great, especially if you're going to... So what have you been doing lately, Carrie? How are the radio shows going? You know, if I haven't cleared the 2,000-year barcode on them, I don't even bring it up. So that one really helps. Okay, let's have a look. Not seeing any other questions. It's kind of quiet on the fast chat front here. Let me refresh one sec. Okay, here's, okay, this looks like, okay, Corey is feeling like, now what just got released there? Unwanted travelers connecting to us. Oh, okay, so Corey is saying, feeling like, pulled a shadow out of body, through throat, and top of head. Wow, okay. Well, that's good. It's out. So David is asking if the cost on the Century and the 4-in-1 is $5 times your age. No, this is not. Those two, the Century and the 4-in-1, are not structured like that. I don't remember what the cost for the Century is. Ron, do you have that at the tip of your tongue? Hello, Ron?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. It's either $150 or $200, but you could do the half-price special, so...
Aha, yeah.
So you get one at regular price and the other one is half.
Yeah, so if you've bought a clearing this year for $100 or more, you can get another one of that value half off. So maybe that will fit for your needs. That would be great. So let me refresh again here. Gosh, there's lots of comments and not many question marks. I'm scanning away. Okay. Thomas is saying he's going to try the 2,000-year barcode next. Yeah, that's a must. And it's a must if you're going to talk to people about CLS or Ron or any of this information. You really want to do that one first before you open your mouth. You'll get a better reception if you get that barcode off your listener.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ron?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you do want to do that clearing to get these things... people away, you know. Otherwise, you know, you need to get that energy so that they're going to be more receptive to you. And it's not necessarily anything that, you know, is going to deal with you. It just helps them out to be a little more conscious, because all these barcodes are going off in people now. And things that, remember, we're in 2012, and that must have been the date that they chose to do all this stuff to us. So this is why we put up a nano clearing. So anyway, you definitely do those clearings to help yourself out and also all your friends, because naturally you're going to be hanging out with your friends, so don't leave them out. So back to you, Terry.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to give the numbers out again if anyone else would like to call. We seem to be slow on questions today. Unless I don't think my fast cat's playing up. So if you would like to call, the toll free is 888-627-6008. And if you're not in the US or Canada, try area code 530-413-5011.
I wonder if everybody's on our timeline.
I'm not sure. I feel like this show is moving remarkably slowly. Having just said the time is whizzing by, the show feels completely different today. It's really odd. Are you guys feeling that out there? I wonder. Yeah, do you want to get us all on the same timeline, Ron?
Yeah, or here
see
we go.
If we are?
So, one. Oh, man, yawning already. Oh.
Wow.
You guys must be out in the beyondo. One, two, three, four, and I guess it'd be who's beyondo? Five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, coming back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll just see now how everybody's feeling. Maybe you can comment on that on the fast chat there.
Yeah. Okay. Jason is wondering how one timeline crashes their own timeline. So, well, we're on many, many, many timelines, and we just want to be on, well, we don't want to be in time, but we want, oh, there's a beep. So we'll come back to you in a sec, Jason. Hi, who's on the line?
Hi, this is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
Hi. I was going to ask Ron, and I don't know if he referred to that, so I called in.
Okay.
The nano clearing, do you suggest that we could do it like for one of our favorite relatives, and in a good way. I was thinking of doing it for my sister for her birth.
No, I would not have them do it themselves.
Oh, okay.
Because they may get sick, and you don't want
know.
Them to get sick
That's
if they're going
I
to work
to
and have to take a day off or so. That would cost them some money.
Right. Well,
so they have to be responsible for their life.
Right. Okay.
And if they don't believe in what we're doing, you know, with the clearing to get rid of this stuff, then they really don't deserve it anyway. So they need to get on board to know that stuff's out there that could harm them and to understand that this is serious right now to live, you know, in this year of 2012, that things are going to be happening. So they need to become more conscious. And if they're not willing to become more conscious, then with that clearing, you could do an emotional clearing on them if you wished. You know, pay for their emotions. That's no problem. But this one here is one that could be a rock and roll situation. And you don't want to have anybody go into it with that type of thing. And that's the same with the clone one also, you know.
Right,
so
I know that.
You need to have people become conscious of living, you know, in the reality that they need to be in.
Okay.
So, you know, I would not do that.
Sure.
Because you don't want to have somebody say, I got sick and I was out of work for a week because you thought they would benefit by that clearing.
Right.
They may not like that. And then you say, I did a clearing on you, they're going to go, what the heck did you do to me? So you have to have people become responsible. And they need to be able to do that themselves, knowing that they are doing something to help themselves.
Okay.
So the whole thing is awareness. And, you know, that's the main thing. Are they aware of being here and aware of what's happening to them? Because the nano stuff is alien. So, if, you know, if they can't get into or understand any of that, then, you know, they're like everybody else that doesn't understand, and they're lost.
Okay.
That's probably what Jesus meant by, you know, let the blind lead the blind, you know? So
I wanted to make a comment about the shoulder.
Okay.
Sometimes we don't know exactly what's going on with it. I overdid it at Curves, but they explained it to me that some muscles were getting stronger and others were getting weaker, so sometimes it's good to just, if you could maybe even look up on the internet, do some exercises and see if it could help it get stronger.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing's wrong with that. Anything that you do physically, you know, could help out, you know.
Right, like bending over and like a 2-pound weight or freeze the water bottle. You know, just something to help it get a little stronger. Even if it is a timeline, there's nothing wrong with trying to help yourself get stronger.
Yep.
At least that's my opinion.
Definitely true. And that's a lot of times when I do clearings, that people get up and walk around. That's what you should be doing. You know, if you do an emotional clearing, you know, your whole lifetime, every 10 years, you want to get up and walk around so that you're feeling better because it'll help move the energy. So, yes, you're completely right there. Definitely you want to do physical things, too.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you, Ron.
Okay. You're very welcome.
Thanks, Mossy.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's get back to Jason's question here, Ron. How do we timeline crash the timeline that we're on, I guess, our own timeline?
Okay, well, what you want to be is free of basically all the timelines, and that's what's happening to people right now, why they're losing track of time, because you are being disconnected from timelines because there's people out there doing timeline crashes. And you're probably going to be on one of those timelines. So just start crashing a timeline according to one of your emotional situations or physical problems that you're dealing with. And those timelines are how you, how these unwanted universal travelers want to connect to you. Remember, these things are all outside of yourself, and people don't know what they are because you can't necessarily see them all the time, but you know if they exist because sometimes your life goes to hell in a handbasket. You don't know what's happening because somebody's doing something to you or something is doing something to you, either a person or a thing, and they shouldn't be out there. So just do a timeline crash so that they cannot interfere with your life any longer. and that will definitely help. Can't guarantee it'll get rid of them completely, but it will help you to have a better life. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and we do have a few comments about the getting everybody back on the same timeline. Janice is saying, thanks for bringing me back. Marie R. is saying, it does feel like, it does not feel like anyone is here. Yeah, that's how it felt to me. It's like the stuff being typed into the fast chat, but it felt like nobody was there, too. It's weird. It feels much better now. And Bonnie says, yes, that definitely helped, Ron. Marie R., strange feeling. Jason's having a lot of tingling going on, I guess, when you were doing that too. On the timeline topic, Shannon, wow, look at that, 1,000. Shannon is saying, I crashed poverty nearly 1,000 times. That's amazing. I haven't done any timeline crashes that many times. That's fantastic. Shannon's saying that will get some of us off that miserable timeline. And she's wondering, Ron, if you have any idea when we do crash timelines, how many people get released? Obviously us, but how many other people might be sharing a timeline with us?
I'd say probably millions. I don't know how many millions, but, I would say millions of people are on it. You have to realize that the timelines are kind of like cities, you know? How many people live in your city that you live in? And so you're automatically connected to these people probably in your city, or at least the people that you see every day or driving to work or going on a subway to work. They're all on your timeline when you see them. So if you get off of that timeline, then they're off of it also. So just think of, driving to work for an hour, which a lot of people do. And how many cars are you passing? How many cars are on the freeway in both directions as you pass them? That's a lot of people, especially, when you're driving to work, if there's other cars on the road. I would imagine that 3 or 4 in the morning won't be too many, but if you get into commuting, between maybe 5 and 7, there'll be a lot of cars on the road. And all those people are on your timeline because you're seeing them physically. So you can just get an idea how many are on that. Now, that's just driving your car. So that's just seeing them physically on a timeline. What about, if you have pain in your body or like you're dealing with lack, or maybe you have an anxiety or something like that? Well, it's about the same thing. So just by doing that, you're freeing up a lot of people. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Jane is asking, what helps with feeling very spacey? I immediately think about that word in that sentence, spacey.
Yeah, spacey would be...
Where are you?
Yeah, where are you? Yeah, where are you, and what timeline are you experiencing? And maybe it's a brand new timeline, and you don't even know what it's about. And you're in a strange place. That's what happened to probably most of you people, before we did that clearing a while back here, we'll just say 15 minutes ago, to get people so that they were on our same timeline. So where were you? So you're actually all pretty spacey because you were listening to something, but you had no physical connection to it. So in a sense, it'd kind of be like in your own little bubble, listening to a broadcast, not knowing where it came from. So yeah, that's what spacey would be, where you're out in space.
So Jane's wondering what she can do to help with that feeling. So that's that feeling of not here, that blank stare, just looking out, but
yeah.
So the be here now clearing, and then we've got the finger exercise, clapping. If you clap, you'll probably snap some of you back here. Pinch yourself, that kind of thing. But maybe try the finger exercise. Maybe we should all do that now, Ron.
Yeah, that'd be good. So
you want to do that for us, with us?
Yeah, just take like your index finger and put it out maybe a foot in front of you and just see where it lands. It should be straight ahead. You know, just have your body do it. And if you happen to be to the right of center, that means that you're in the future, and to the left of center means you're in the past. So everybody try it, and maybe we can see on the fast chat where people are.
Okay. And I was thinking also, Ron, I'm just trying to load the CLS questions email page, because Michaela says she's sent something over here. But while I'm doing that, I was just thinking about when talking about Jason was asking about crashing the timeline that we're on, and then you were mentioning all the other timelines that we're on, and how I used to wonder why in dreams I would see so many people that I've never met, and I would wonder, how did I come up with all these faces, all these people, you know, assuming that I was creating this in my sleep.
Now
with what you've explained about that we're actually going to another timeline that millions of other people are on, it makes total sense that you, of course, are going to run into a ton of people that you've never seen before in your life here.
Yeah, and especially if you saw people of another nationality or a different race of people, you know?
Uh-huh.
That would be pretty interesting, too, because let's just say that, for instance, you were raised in Africa, so you had dark skin, okay? And
okay.
You never saw white people. And all of a sudden, you have a dream, and all you see is white people. That'd be probably pretty scary, because you're not used to seeing white people. And that could happen on a dream. You know, everybody now typically, I would assume, you know, knows all the different nationalities, but maybe there are some races out there of people that don't know because they don't have any way to, you know, like people who are maybe, maybe some type of Indian tribe or something like that someplace, you know, some culture that, you know, is in the beyond here on the planet, you know, like the rainforest or something, who don't know anything about other people. But typically we all know other people, so we could see different races in our dreams. But just think if you didn't know about other races, and all you knew was the people that you lived with, and they look like you did. And then all of a sudden you have a dream, and you see all these, say, if you're dark skin, and you see white-skinned people, and you think you'd be on some alien planet or something. Like, geez, where'd these people come from, you know? So that would be quite interesting, but yeah. That's why you do see different people in your dreams, because you're living with these other people somewhere else. Just that you don't know them here. And just think what happens going a step further if you happen to see one of these people in your dream. Maybe you're dating this person in the dream. And then All of a sudden in 6 months, this person pops up here. Maybe you go traveling, 3,000 miles away or something, and you're in a store buying an ice cream cone or something, and this person serving you the ice cream cone that you had in your dream a year earlier. That would be pretty freaky. Talking about deja vu, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that could happen. So, the plot thickens.
Endlessly. Yeah, I've had things happen in dreams that then happened a period of time later in my waking life. I've had that happen many times through my life.
And we're really lucky that we don't see the aliens.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I have seen a lot of stuff like that, and it's, it is difficult. But
yeah, I can only imagine.
You just think if you had a dream and all of a sudden you saw all these aliens, you know, then you would feel like, wow, am I on an alien planet someplace, or how would you even
compute it, yeah.
How could you even put that thing anywhere,
yeah,
you know, if you saw all these things around you and what they're doing to you? I mean, you woke up, you'd probably want to go to the nut house, you know?
Yeah, or drink endless coffee and never ever go to sleep again and have another dream. Jeez. Yeah, so I've opened up the Yahoo questions email, and Michaela has a nice testimonial, Ron, for you. She found you in March of this year, and she's been running the free clearings on a friend of hers a lot who has some lung problems and is very sick, and she wanted to let you know that this person has a lot of energy now and is doing great. And Michaela feels like it's probably the alien oxygen that's doing the good work on her friend. So I just wanted to read that out. And she's saying thank you so much for this wonderful result.
Great.
And I think we had a beep. So we've hardly got any time left. So do you have a quick question there, caller?
This is Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi. Yeah, I hope I have a quick question. Justin was mentioning that he had a lot of pain at night, and he thought he was getting it with clones. And I was wondering, I cannot sleep at night because I have such intense pain, and I was wondering if I should run timeline crashes at night.
What you might even do is
pain.
Put your picture by your computer, if you're not running a clearing in the daytime, too, and you're away doing shopping or something, or, put your picture there. And the spirit infusion, you could always get off one of those free clearings and run that all the time to help you out. That's like a be here now, in a sense, doing spirit infusion. That might be one way to help you. But, yeah, the pain. I'd probably do timeline crashes on the pain at night.
Yeah, because I have run them. I run them pretty much all day long. I mean, I've been running them for months on this pain, and the only thing that's happening is it's getting worse right now. And so I must be doing something. I'm missing something, and I don't know what it is. I did all the curses, hexes, and spells, and thought that they would help, and they probably helped in somewhere, but the pain is still there.
Okay. Boy.
Are you going to be listening on Friday? Do you want to call in on Friday when we have a little time for Ron to take a look, Nikki? Because we're going to have to hang up real soon here.
Yeah, it might be an object that's attached to you, Nikki. It might be an object.
Okay.
I have an energetic object. I'll clear that right now as we hang up here, get off the BBS show, and just see if you feel better in 5 minutes, okay? And if anybody else has any suggestions for Nikki, if you could put it into the fast chat, that'd be wonderful. So we'll close our call, but I'll work on you for 5 minutes, Nikki. We'll see what happens here. So thank you, Carrie, Nikki, and the callers, Larry and Marcy, and... Jeremy, I think? I can't remember.
Jason?
But thank you, callers. Jason, I think.
Yeah, Jason. Yeah, thank you, everybody, and thanks for all your questions. Roll over the unasked and answered ones for Friday if you can. So we'll be back on Station 2 on Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. So night-night, everybody.
Okay, and we'll see you tomorrow, hopefully. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.